Welcome to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, a place where you can grow in God's Word. Well, we are live. Praise the Lord. How you doing today? Are you doing good? Hey, I'm Jeremiah Smith, and I'm so glad to be with you this week, and I hope that you're doing good, and I hope that you're pumped up. And it's always a pleasure to get to be with you today. Amen. Get to spend some live time with you. We're live right now on Podbeam. And of course, we videotape this and put this on YouTube about 9 o'clock in the central time here. And those are central times, by the way. And you can catch us live on Podbeam. We try to be live every Sunday and Wednesday. If I'm not here for some reason, we put a message on jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com. And you're welcome to check it out there if you'd like. But we try to make sure that you're always getting the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we're so glad to be with you. It's a good time, and it's a wonderful week. Praise the Lord. We're getting some wonderful weather here in the great state of Oklahoma. And it's just beautiful outside. We've got nearly 90 degrees out there, and we're just excited about the pretty weather, you know. And, you know, I hope that you're excited. I believe God's light is shining in your life this week, and I believe he's shining good things and raining good things on your life this week. If you'll let him do that, he wants to make sure that your week is a wonderful week. Could you have a good week this week? Maybe you had a bad week last week. Maybe last week was really rough for you, but this week could be the best week you ever had if you can trust the Lord and see him through all the things that you're going through this week. You know, you may have had challenges and may have had a messed up week last week, but this week, I believe God's going to do some special things in your life if you let him do it. Praise the Lord. He's wonderful. Amen. And his goodness endures forever. Amen. So praise the Lord today, for his goodness endures forever. He's always given out goodness, and he wants you to have some goodness in your life today. Praise the Lord. So you can catch us on those times. We try to be available on Wednesdays and Sundays, and for you, praise the Lord. So you're welcome to come in here, get fed. You know, we like to feed the sheep, and that's why we're here. I've been known as a pastor among pastors, and I try to feed the ministers and pastors that the Lord's entrusted me with. And, you know, and whoever comes in, you know, you're here to grow spiritually. I believe God's wanting to help you to grow spiritually, praise the Lord, and to grow up. You know, we're not supposed to stay children. We're supposed to grow up in him, praise the Lord. You know, that's what Paul taught, you know, in 2/3 of the New Testament, talked about us growing up spiritually. You know, you're not supposed to stay on just the baby things. You're supposed to grow up, you know, and grow in him and be more mature in Christ Jesus so you can be a blessing to other people. You know, the more you grow, the more you can be a blessing and encourage others. Praise the Lord. So I'm so glad you're with us. You can listen to us on the rebroadcast on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Listen Notes, Podbean, TuneIn off Alexia, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Deezer. You can listen to us on Pandora, Amazon Music, Verbal, iVox, Audio Junkie, Podchaser, Player FM, Samsung, of course. And like I said, we'll be putting this video out on YouTube. It's usually up for you about 9 o'clock, depending on the processing time, but most of the time it's up about 9 o'clock central time. And you're welcome to listen to it then. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to give if you'd like. There's no pressure to give. All of our resources are free. You can download them at jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com. Download it there right off the, you can go to it on the web browser and download it, give it someone else and be a blessing and encourage them. You know, there's a tough world that people are living in today, and God wants to encourage you right there where you're at. You know, you say, encourage me? God wants me to be encouraged? Yes, he does. He wants you to be encouraged in him. You know, and it's important that you're taking the time to feed your spirit and so that you're encouraged in the Lord. No one else is going to do it for you. No one's going to make you be encouraged, you know, and I could jump, you know, I like what Jerry Seville used talked about, you know, you could jump, somebody could jump out of the closet, you know, and say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Every time you got down, you know, and then they jump back in the closet, you know, and then they jump back out when you're sad again. The joy of the Lord is your strength, the joy of the Lord, you know, and encourage you every time. But no, it's important that you're encouraging yourself and feeding your spirit on a regular basis. Amen. You're supposed to take care of your spirit then so that you're encouraged and make sure that you're taken care of, you know. That's when people stop doing that. That's when they have challenges. That's when they have more challenges and you're not ready for the attacks of the enemy and you're not ready for the things that are coming at you during this life, you know. It's important that you're taking care of your spirit, praise the Lord. And you can do that. You can download many messages at jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com. And Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You know, if you want to give, you can give. But, you know, give some a word of encouragement to somebody, praise the Lord, you know, and it'll come back to you, and somebody will encourage you when you're dealing with some tough situations, and they'll encourage you and be a blessing to your life. You know, that's why I'm here. And one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is because for so many years, people have encouraged me and been a blessing to me. And I want to encourage you today and be a blessing to you in your life. Amen. You know, we all need encouragement. We all need to be, you know, have people come around us and support us and be a blessing to us. And so it's important that you're taking time and encouraging someone else today, you know. You know, it's easy to get caught up with just yourself. It's easy to get caught up with the things that you do. And but we need to think about others and be a blessing to their lives. Amen. And be a blessing to them. You know, we're going to be talking today again about the how to be spirit led. Praise the Lord. We're going to be in the fifth part of that today. And so if you want to go grab your Bible, get your tablet, get your phone, you can do that today, you know, and feed your spirit on this. You know, you say, well, I'm not hearing from God. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. How do I hear from God? We're going to talk about that today. And we're going to get into some of those things. And I believe that it's going to be a blessing to you. So let's go ahead and pray. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're here with us today. The Bible says when we come together, here you are in the midst of us. And we just thank you that you're here in the midst of us. And I thank you that you're here in your presence and your power, Father. And Father, as I teach today, I ask that your Holy Spirit be our teacher, our help, our standby, help no one to leave without getting something today, Father. Flood us with light. Help us to see some things today, we pray, that we've never seen before. And Father, we ask that you help people with their secrets in their hearts today, Father, to get those things answered that need to be answered today that only you know that they need to have answered. And Father, we just thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. And Father, we just thank you in advance for all that you're going to do and what you've already done, Father. We always like to minister to you. Thank you for being so good to us and faithful to us, Father. Lord, we thank you that you're a faithful God and you never leave us or forsake us. You're with us every day, Father, always with us, everywhere we go, any place on this planet where somebody's listening to you, Father, you're there with them right there in power and presence. And Father, we just thank you, Father, for that today. Thank you for taking care of our families, taking care of us, and being faithful to do that and to watch over our lives. And we thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, hey, I'm so glad to be with you. Hey, get your Bible. We're going to look at a few things today. I hope that you're excited. You know, I hope that you hadn't been beat down all week and you come in here with a black eye and you're beat up. I believe, you know, God wants you to have a good week, you know, and he wants to help you through your challenges, help you to have some victories this week. Maybe you didn't have so many last week, but I believe this week he's going to help you have some victories. Help you to be encouraged today, Lord. You know, you came into a hospital today, amen. And the Holy Spirit's the doctor, amen. And he's going to help you. He's the comforter. He's the great counselor. He's here to counsel you and help you, you know. Maybe you don't even know how to handle a certain circumstance, but the Holy Spirit does. He's the perfect counselor and teacher. You know, he knows all your problems way better than you do. Did you know that today? He knows what's going on with you and stuff you don't even realize the problem is, but he knows all the answers to your problems. You know, he's been helping people for centuries. Amen. Just like you, going through the same thing. You say, well, I'm the only one going through this. Well, are you? You know, there's no temptation that's taking you, but which is common to man is what the scripture says, right? And so we've all been through the same things. We've all dealt with things that are tough and challenging. If I was to, right now, if we were going to talk to people about their problems, they'd go all the way around the world. We could hold hands all the way around the world. People are going through all the same situations and challenges. But, you know, God isn't surprised. Amen. And he's shocked. No, he wouldn't be shocked at all to hear about your problems. Amen. There's nothing surprising to him, nothing that's shocking to him. Amen. He knew it before it came, and he knew the answer before you got there. Think about that today. And he'll guide you through the circumstance that you're going through. He wouldn't allow anything to happen. I didn't say he put it on you. I said he wouldn't allow anything to come on you that he couldn't help you through, work you through, because his grace is sufficient. Amen. He'll work you through every circumstance, and he's faithful to help you to do that. You know, remember Paul when he had the thorn in the flesh? What'd Paul say? He said his grace is sufficient to help him come through that thorn and challenge that he was going through. So it kept coming at him and coming at him and coming at him. Maybe today something's been coming at you over and over and over. But, you know, Paul said his grace is sufficient, amen, to bring him through. And, you know, his grace is sufficient for you. You know, you don't need to be doing it on yourself, doing it by yourself. You can't take it. You can't handle it yourself. You know, David, when he faced the giant, he couldn't face the giant by himself, right? In himself, he couldn't do it. He knew that he couldn't do it. He talked about how God helped him, how he helped him to face the lion, face the bear, right? And he'd already been working with different challenges, and he saw how God brought him through those challenges. But when he got to the giant, he was ready, and he had God's help to overcome the giant. Amen. So maybe today you've been dealing with something over and over and over, but God's grace is sufficient to help you to come through. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have to trust in his grace and rely on his grace all the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So if you're discouraged today and you've been going through challenges today, God's grace is sufficient to bring you through. You say, well, I can't handle anymore. I can't do this. Well, no, you need his grace. Amen. None of us can do it on our own. We have to have his grace to come through every circumstance. Isn't that right? His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is what helps us to come through, right? And to have the victory that we need to have. Psalms 116:8 says it like this: I have set the Lord before me always, because he's at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. That's what David said. Think about that. David knew what would help him to be able to come through circumstances. He understood how to have great victories. You say, well, David had challenges. Well, yes, he did. But he also knew God was the one that would bring him through every challenge and help him to come through every battle that he faced. He knew that if he set the Lord before him always, he would have victories. Amen. And we have to set the Lord before us always to have the victories that we need to have in this life. Praise the Lord. You can't do it in yourself. You need to have God to help you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's look at the scripture here before we start. Let's go to 1 Samuel 30. 1 Samuel 30, and we'll look at verses 1 through 6. And David had dealt with distress. He had dealt with challenges. He had dealt with people just being mean to him all of his life. We can go back and look at David's life. He went through some challenging things, you know. Even people that he should have been able to look up to were not good to him, you know. But he learned to overcome. How did he do that? How did David learn to overcome in his circumstances? How did David learn to help when he was discouraged? Well, let's look at that in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, the first verse. It says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that there were therein, and they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep. Think about that today. They were so discouraged that they wept till they couldn't weep no more. Have you ever been in a circumstance like that? You know, you're so discouraged that you've cried till you couldn't cry no more. You're so upset with your circumstances that you can't even cry no more. You've given all you can to the discouragement. You've talked about it, and you're discouraged to the place that it's hard to go on. Think about that today. David went through that. You know, he understood that he went through that. He went through the circumstance. So you're not the only one that's ever been through it, right? You know, there's other people that have went through these things. And David's a good example of that. He went through a circumstance like that in his life of dealing with discouragement. You know, maybe today you're discouraged, you know, and maybe things have not settled with you, right? You know, God will help you to come through it, but you've got to do some things. And David got a hold of this. Let's look at the fifth verse here. And David's two wives were taken captive. Let's go on to the sixth verse. And David was greatly distressed. The people spake of stoning him. So not only did he lose everything, they lost their wives, they lost family, they were taken captive, village burned. Now his own people are thinking of stoning him. Yeah, that caused some stress. That caused some anxiety, you know. But what did David do? Did he just roll over in the circumstance and say, I can't do no more? Or did he just roll over to life and say, I can't go forward? No, David did this in the sixth verse. And David was greatly distressed, and the people stink of stoning him, because his soul of all the people were grieved, and every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. Maybe today you've turned this on today and you're trying to get some word in. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. That doesn't mean play something sad all day, you know, going down the road and playing all kinds of sad music that goes right along with your circumstances, you know, and been beat down, you know, listen to a song talking about being beat down. No, you got to encourage yourself listening to things that encourage you in the Lord. Amen. You know, it's a good to listen to ministers that encourage you, you know, people, you know, that you can even talk about strong subjects, but you can still be encouraging to people. Amen. It's all about how you bring it across. It's all about how the minister brings it across to you. And if they're encouraging to you, that's a good environment. It sets an environment for you to grow and to be what you need to be in this life that you need to be. You know, if you're going to a church where they beat you down, you need to go to a church where they encourage you. Did you just say that, Jeremiah, that I should be in a church, maybe leave the church that I'm in? Well, if it's not encouraging you and you're not growing spiritually, you need to be in an environment that encourages you and helps you to grow spiritually. That may mean listen to this series that I'm playing right now, or that you're playing right now. You know, my wife has plants out there, and if they're not in the right environment, they're not going to grow. They got to have sun. Thank goodness it's 80 degrees and light's coming in every direction in her plant room out there. Well, those plants are going to grow, you know. She's got plants all the way to the ceiling back there, you know. But they also have to water. They got to be fed, not just anything. They got to be fed the right things. And for you, encouragement is important. Amen. Things that encourage your spirit. But if you get to where you can't go get those things, and you're not going to put those things around you, you're going to be just like those plants, dying, you know, spiritually, you know. Because you're not feeding your spirit. You know, we have to feed our flesh food on a daily basis, but we also got to feed our spirit's food on a daily basis. Amen. And make sure we're encouraging ourselves, growing in God, but encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Amen. You know, we're living in the end of the end times, you know, and it's important that you're taking care of your spirit. Amen. And encouraging yourself regularly. Well, we're going to go on from there now. We're going to get back into our series about the Spirit-led life, right? We've been talking about being led by the Holy Spirit, not by the things on the outside, not things looking out here. You know, in the Old Covenant, there's lots of things, you know, they may have been looking more out on the outside of things. But, you know, they were spiritually dead. Jesus hadn't come, and they weren't able to be born again. They were none of them born again in the Old Testament. And so that's why it's so important to look at the New Testament when it comes to being led by the Lord and listening to the Holy Spirit. It's because you're born again. And the Holy Spirit comes inside your spirit, and you're learning to listen to the Holy Spirit inside you for direction, right? Not looking at the circumstances. Well, that door opened. Well, you know, is that okay to go through that door or is it not? You know, you need to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Some things that open up to you may not be good for you. You know, some things that are available to you may not be exactly what you need. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. How do you feel about it? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit on the inside? Not everything good or tastes good or seems good is good for you. Good example. You know, I like Twinkies, right? But if I eat Twinkies all day long, it's not good for me, right? I've got to learn to control myself and not just have a Twinkie every minute, you know? And it's important for you, if you see something good, that you have direction by the Holy Spirit, if it's a good thing, or, you know, God gave us a brain for a reason too, you know, but we also need to be able to listen to the Holy Spirit, you know, and it's important that we listen to what he's saying on the inside. Sometimes he's trying to protect you. Hey, put the Twinkie down, right? Or, hey, put this stuff down, because he's trying to give you a long life, right? You know, of course, your brain should say, hey, that's not good for me too. But, you know, it's important that we're listening to the Holy Spirit. He's trying to warn you. And he's only trying to warn you because he wants you to have a good life. God has a good life for you. He said he came to give you life and it more abundantly, right? An abundant life, a super good life. Look up abundant. You'll see a super good life that he's wanting you to have, right? And it's a super abundant is what it actually looks like if you look it up in the Strong's. A super abundant life. Think about that. He wants you to have a superabundant life, but it has to do with you being led by the Holy Spirit. All the key to your life, and this should be all your kids' lives, are to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. If you want success, if you want good things, if you want good things for others, you've got to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. He's going to be the one to guide you into that success and good things in your life. I remember Brother Hagin talking one time about this gentleman. You know, he always had good success, and you know, and he always attributed it to him going and sitting in the closet and praying about a deal that he had or whatever kind of deal he was going to do. He would pray until he had peace about it. If he didn't have peace about it, he would never invest in it, you know. But when he did have peace about it, he would invest in it, and he always had good success. Think about that today, you know. Everything that you do could have good success if you learn to listen and cooperate with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, because he wants good things for you. He wants you to have good success in everything that you do. And so we have to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Well, let's look at Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse. It talks a little bit about that. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Think about that today. He's telling you right there. He said that, hey, the people that are listening to the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit, these are the ones that are acting like God's kids. Amen. In the earth. And he wants you to be led by him every day. Romans 8:14, the Message says it a little bit better. It says, "So don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-to-yourself life one red cent? There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go." You know, and if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit, because he knows you better than you know yourself, God created you. He knows you a whole lot better than you know yourself. He's going to lead you into a life you're going to enjoy a whole lot better than you think that you're going to enjoy it, because he knows what you enjoy. And he wants you to have a life that you enjoy. You know, it's interesting. You listen to some people talk, you know, they have like, man, falling God's going to be sad and depressing, and it's going to be a downer for me, you know. But in the last result, they'll finally listen to God, you know. But, you know, God's, he knows you better than you know yourself. And he knows what you're going to enjoy in this life a whole lot better than you know that you're going to enjoy, you know. You know, the creator of a manual, you know, when they create a product, he knows how that product's supposed to function better than the outside people using the product, because he made the product. Think about that today. He made the product the way it's supposed to function. So if you use it by the directions, it's going to have great functionality, because the person that created it made the product, right? And God made you. And he knows what you're going to enjoy in this life a whole lot better than you know how to enjoy it. He's got good things in store for you all the way down that path that he has for you, you know? You know, the scripture says that he has past prearranged and picked for you. One translation says, living the good life. Think about that today. He has a good life for you if you listen to him and stay on that leading of the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. We need to be led by him, you know, so that we have an enjoyable and wonderful life. I like what one person said. He said, the answer to 101 questions is to be led by the Lord. Think about that. 101 questions could be answered if you just learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk a little bit about today how we're supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, you'd be surprised how many people don't know how to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And we're going to talk a little bit of how to be led and guided and directed by the Holy Spirit, you know. And it's a good life. He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to talk to you, right? That's one of the things that made me want to get saved. I was listening to a minister one time. He said, he was saying, he's a God you can talk to, you know. And we can talk to God if we listen to the Holy Spirit. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You know, you think about that. If you really want to delight in your way, you need to be led by the Lord. If you want delight in this life, you got to learn to be led by the Lord, right? There's lots of paths out there. Lots of ways you can go. Lots of directions you can go. But there's a path of good life if you learn to be following that path that he has for you. What is that path? It's being led by the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, listening to him talk to you on a daily basis. There's good things in line for the people that'll listen to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He wants you to have a good life, not about all the stuff on the outside, but we're talking about what's happening on the inside of you. When you were born again, the Holy Spirit came into your spirit and some wonderful things happened. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 23rd verse. He says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we have a spirit, we have a soul, and we have a body. So there's three functioning parts of us, right? And you know, the Holy Spirit lives within your spirit. You say, well, how do you know I have a spirit? Well, you know, he tells us, for one thing, we have different scriptures that tell us that. But there's a spirit inside you. He's not aging. You know, your outward flesh is aging all the time, but your spirit isn't aging. You know, it's interesting. I remember my grandmother before she passed away, Grandma Smith, we called her. And it seemed like she was never old. She's a Christian. Seemed like she's always happy, always going. Even when she's elder, she would just, man, she'd drive across the country to go see family, you know, because she wanted to see family. But she always seemed so young. But it's almost like you could just see her spirit. She just was always seeming young. Is amazing. Even as she got older, it just seemed young. And that's because your spirit doesn't age, right? When you leave this body and you slip out of it like a boot, you know, your spirit's not aging, you know. Not too long ago, my father passed away, you know, and it's like you could see his body as he's getting older, you know, but he just slipped out, went to heaven, you know. But he's not aging. Your spirit's not aging. It's your outward man's aging, but your spirit doesn't age, you know. But we have a spirit, a soul, and a body. That's why we have to take care of this body, you know. It's important to take care of your physical body, right? So let's look at Ezekiel 36:27. It says it like this, "And I will put my spirit within you." Didn't that say that he puts his spirit in you, right? He puts his spirit within you and causes you to walk in my statutes and shall keep my judgments to do them. So this is before Jesus went to the cross. He told you what he's going to do. In Ezekiel, he says he's going to put his Holy Spirit in you, right? Why would he do that? Well, he tells you right there. He says, because I want to help you walk in my statutes, help you to keep my ways, my judgments, and to do them. So he's there to help you. He doesn't make you do anything, but he put him in you to help you walk through this life to have good success. Why would he want you to walk in his statutes? Because all of his statutes cause good success in your life. You know, you walking in love causes love to come in your life, right? You doing good to others and it causes good things to come on you. And that's why he wants you to be able to walk with his statutes in this life, as he put his Holy Spirit within you. You say, "His Holy Spirit's within me?" Well, of course he is. He's living there. Amen. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you, and God's living on the inside of you every day. You get up, he's with you. You go to bed, he's with you. The Holy Spirit's there with you all the time. Romans 8, chapter 16, verse says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." He's living in there. He's bearing witness in there so that it reminds you that you're his kid, right? Every day, he's reminding you that he's your kid. The Holy Spirit is living in us. 1 Thessalonians, the 8th chapter, the 8th verse is, "He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit." You know, and some people don't realize it, but he's living there on the inside of you. That's why you feel bad if you do something wrong. And that's why he quickens you when you're going the wrong direction. He's trying to keep you in line for good things, right? 2 Thessalonians, the 1st chapter, the 14th verse is, "That good thing which was committed unto the keeping by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us." Another name for the Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost. He's living on the inside of you. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and ye have of God, and ye are not on your own." You're not your own. Isn't that good? And he wanted to be with you in this life. He didn't ever want you to be alone. The Holy Spirit's there with you with everything you're going through, all the challenges that you're facing today. He sees it all. He's there with you, you know, and he's talking to you, helping you to come through it. You know, the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside. You were never meant to do anything alone, right? He's there to help you every day. Praise the Lord. First Thessalonians 4:8 says it like this in the King James Version. We read it a minute ago. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit's living on the inside of you. Isn't it good to know you're not alone? He's there with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He's with you, right? You know, he's there to guide you into good directions, there to take care of you. I was listening to my son the other day. He was talking about he was looking for his headphones, you know, and it's awesome to know God's right there with him, you know, and he saw what was going on all day long. He finally got to the point he asked the Lord where his headphones were, and the Lord helped him find his headphones. I've had that happen so many times with keys. I've lost my car keys, can't find them. You know, God's been watching you all day. And you find it's funny how you, at the last second, you decide, well, I'm going to ask for some help. And I say, Lord, help me find this. And it's literally within 1 or 2 minutes, I usually find it. It's just amazing, you know. But, you know, sometimes we forget he's there. We forget he's trying to help you. You know, who's leading you to pray that way? Who's guiding you to pray that way? The one who cares about you, the one who loves you, the one who cares about your little stuff and your big stuff. He's leading you into the good paths every day, right? He wants you to have good success. So he's an inward witness. Romans 8:16 says it like this: the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we're children of God. So he speaks to our spirit, right? He's talking to your spirit. He's bearing witness all the time. What's a witness? Why is he called a witness? Well, he's telling you stuff that comes from heaven, right? What is he a witness to? You know, he didn't speak on himself. What's he a witness to? What the Father's saying, right? He's telling you what the Father's saying. He's bearing witness of what the Father is saying in heaven, right? He's the one that thinks it. Jesus is the Word. The Bible calls in the Word. Read the first chapter of John, and he speaks it to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit bears witness of what he's hearing in heaven. You're getting heavenly information all the time spoken to your spirit. Why do you think it says bearing witness, right? He's bearing witness of what the Father's saying. And he's telling you divine direction in your life. That's why people don't know what they're doing so many times, and they need divine direction. We all need divine direction. We all need the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us with the direction that we need. Hey, it's good to have divine direction. God knows how to work it out a million ways, right? Whatever circumstance you're going through, what you're facing today, you may need some divine direction today. You need to listen to that divine witness on the inside of you. He'll give you guidance. I didn't say on the outside of you. I said the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says you have a more sure word of prophecy. He even talks. He knows about the future. He knows what's coming up. He has a more sure word of prophecy. Isn't that right? And he has divine direction for us, and he'll guide us and direct us with heavenly information if we'll listen to that witness on the inside, right? John 16:13 says it like this in the King James Version. It says, how about when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, right? Isn't that what I just told you? He doesn't talk on himself. You know, it's interesting. We hear people talk about the Holy Spirit and him talking to you, but they don't realize that they're really getting heavenly information, right? That information that he's given you is directly from the Father. Jesus told us to pray to the Father, right? We're supposed to be talking to him. Why? Because that's where the information's coming from, right? He's our Father. The Bible says we cry out, Abba, Father. And he wants you to get that heavenly information from the Father. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Notice, though, what he hears is what he speaks. Right? That's what he's speaking to your spirit, divine information from heaven, what he's hearing, right? And so it's important that we're learning to listen to the Holy Spirit, because he's telling you what he's hearing from the Father in the direction that we need. Look at John 16:13. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, and we're in the Amplified Version of this, it says the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak of his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatsoever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come and that will happen in the future. Think about that. You know, he's got good information to help you in the future. you know, the other day, and I happen this happen all the time, you know, the Lord's talking to me about something, and I just, sometimes I'm like, man, this is for somebody else. You know, I don't know who it's for, but there's someone else and he's talking to me about it, you know, and ministering to me about it, but it's just, man, it's just exploding in my spirit, you know, and I know it's for someone else, you know, but I'm just enjoying it, you know. And then it comes a time I get to share that information with the person, you know, that the Lord originally wanted me to get it to, you know. But it's interesting, you know, because it's like he's telling you things to come. I knew about it the day before, you know, and he's trying to share it with someone the next day, you know, and he'll give you information to give to someone early in the day sometimes. Even in your meditation and prayer time, you know, he might have something for someone later that day. You know, it's amazing. Just walking with him, he's just giving you heavenly information about the future, right? Because he knows what's going to come and he knows what you're going to face, right? Because he's a God. The Bible says he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He knows all the things in between. Amen. You know, and the devil doesn't know all these things. He's a fallen angel, you know. But God, he knows the beginning, he knows the end, he knows things, how they're going to wrap up, you know, and he's guiding us into all truth. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in our hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in our minds. In that peaceful state to which as members of Christ, one body, you are also called to live and be thankful, appreciative, and praise to God always. Notice though, he says, let him act as umpire, you know? So he speaks to our spirit and he bears witness to our spirit and he speaks heavenly information. And sometimes he whispers it to you. Sometimes he talks to you loud in your spirit. It seems like when he wants to talk to you loud, it seems like he's really trying to get your attention, you know? And so he'll speak a little bit louder. Maybe he'll speak softer, you know, when it's easier for him to hear you to hear him. But if it's important, he might speak to you louder. You know, it's interesting because people sometimes they think you got to be so sensitive, but you know, God can talk loud if he wants to, right? You can be in the worst sin in the world and God can speak to you. You know, look at Adam. It was in sin and he heard God in the Garden of Eden. But you know, and that's not saying, hey, go out and sin. Don't get me wrong. But it's God, if he wants you, he said, my sheep know my voice, right? And so you can hear his voice no matter what you're going through. He'll guide and direct you. He may speak louder, might speak softer, whatever you're needing at the time. You don't have to worry about that. He'll speak to you and guide you and direct you. You can come more familiar with it the more you're familiar with him and his character and his word. But he'll speak to your spirit by the Holy Spirit. He'll bear witness to you of things in heaven, praise the Lord, right? But he also guides us by his peace. We just read the scripture. He'll guide you by the Holy Spirit, by peace on the inside of you, you know. You ever see an umpire in a baseball game? My brother used to play baseball, you know, and I remember when we'd watch him, you know, a guy would call it in. He's like, that's in, you know, if it's a strike. Here in America, we have baseball. And when you throw it over the plate, they'd throw a baseball over the plate. Someone tried to swing at it, but it had to be over the plate. If it's not over the plate, then they would say it's out of here. You know, it's not going to, you know, it doesn't count as a strike, doesn't count as a, you know, against the person. It has to be right over the plate. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, he's guiding, directing us by his peace. He's like, this is in here and this is out of here. This is okay. This is not okay. And we're guided by that peace. What do you not have peace about today? Well, he's saying that's not okay, right? But if you have peace about it, he's guiding you and directing you by that peace. You know, you can listen to that peace and have so much direction in your life if you're learning to rely on his peace. But if you don't feel good about it, sometimes that means keep your mouth shut, right? Or if you don't feel good about it, that means you don't need to be going to do it, right? And it's the Holy Spirit trying to lead you and guide you by that peace, you know. I remember this one time, me and my wife, I went to rent this house years ago, and we went to rent it, and I was like, honey, I just don't feel good about this on the inside. I just don't feel good about it, you know. And she's like, huh, you know. And couldn't find out later, that person, actually, we had to put some money down. They took the money, you know, when we decided not to take the place, you know, and stuff, and they didn't return it. So you started seeing their ethics, you know, and it's like, how would they have treated us later down the road? They might have not treated us good going down the road. Something about that peace, you know, learning to listen to the Holy Spirit and he'll lead you into good success. You know, I remember, you know, one time I had two job offers, you know, I'd been praying and had two job offers and I was trying to decide which one to take, you know, and the Lord would just lead me in a certain direction, you know, about a certain one. I felt good on the inside about a certain job. And so I ended up taking that job. Something about that job just felt good on the inside, you know, and that job ended up leading me to another job of the same company. When I went to go to Broken Arrow to go to Bible school, they transferred me up there and I was able to stay with that job. And I had a job as soon as I got there. Something about being led by peace. He knows the future, right? And in his guidance and in bearing witness to you, he knows the future. If you'll learn to rely and listen to the Holy Spirit, he wants you to have good success. And he wants you to have a good future, but you have to learn to rely and listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's speaking to our spirits. The 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressively." I like that. "That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." You know that scripture talking about that, talking about the time we're living in now, right? But think about it. He speaks expressively. He's expressive, right? What's expressive mean, you know? Well, he's very clear, right, about what you're going through. He speaks expressively. He's not holding things from you. He speaks expressively, and he's trying to guide you and direct you in the right direction, you know? He's speaking expressively, you know? And giving you the information that you need so that you can make good decisions in your life. You know, we live in a world today where they want to make their own decisions. You know, hey, this is what I know what's good for me. I know what's the best for me. When you find yourself saying I over and over, you got to be careful. You know, you're getting into pride. Remember Satan, what he said, "I will exalt my throne above God's throne," right? He gets into eyes and now you're getting focused on yourself, and you know you're looking at pride, because if you're not prideful, you don't mind submitting to the Holy Spirit. You don't mind coming under the Holy Spirit. You know, when you want to do things yourself, you'll say what you want to say. You'll do what you want to do, you know, but when it comes to being led by the Holy Spirit, you'll do what he wants you to do, right? But it shows that how much you value what he says if you're willing to submit under his leadership, because you know he's going to have good results for you if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit. You know, he's going to give you the good direction. He's going to keep you on a good path. He's going to lead you from harm, right? You know, there's so many people get led into harm because they want to say what they want to say to somebody, or they want to say what they want to say about their marriage. They want to say what they want to say about their friend. You know, when they know very well that the Holy Spirit on the inside of them saying, hey, watch what you're doing, you know, and it's because he's trying to lead you in a better path. Because what's going to happen? You're going to end up reaping that same type of treatment, right? And you don't want to reap that type of treatment. He's trying to lead you in a path that helps you to have good success. 1 Corinthians 2:13 says it like this, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So he's the great teacher, right? And he's trying to teach you with things all around you in your life daily, you know? You say, well, how's he do that? Well, he's trying to teach you daily. The other day I got up in the morning, you know, and the first thing I felt like, man, I was praying and I didn't feel super spiritual. I felt like I should go do the dishes. Got up and did the dishes, you know? But it's amazing how something like that will have a good effect on my marriage, or have a good effect with me helping to take care of the kid, you know, my life and my son. And, you know, because I did something that made a good result in my day, you know, I already had a dish ready for the person that needed a dish, and, you know, sounds silly, but you know, it's amazing how that one little thing affected my whole day, you know. And starting your day out right and listening to what he's wanting you to do on a daily basis can have bountiful effects on the rest of your day. Just a small decision, you know, and a direction, you know, that you went with your day. And sometimes it can have eternal consequences for other people, you know, if you speak an encouraging thing to someone that day, and you're thinking not just about yourself, you're getting up and you're learning to come under the Holy Spirit, learning to submit to the Holy Spirit. Now, I know a lot of people today, when they hear that word submit, it makes them just, oh, you know. But, you know, that's biblical. You're supposed to be letting him be the driver, right? letting him guide and direct your life. You know, you try driving your life and you're going to get way out the direction you don't need to be getting. Right. But if you'll learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll get you where you need to go. He'll get you on that direction that helps you to have good things in your life. Wonderful things in that pathway along that drive. He'll get you down there to Healing City, right? He'll get you to Prosperity Town. He'll get you to a place that is good for your life, praise the Lord. You know, a place where you can grow spiritually, a place where you know, you've got good friends and people that are around you to help you have good success if you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. If we don't have those things, who do we have to blame for that? Well, we decided we'd drive, right? We decided we would have those directions and we would guide our own lives, you know. You shouldn't be in a place where you're not enjoying life. It's because you drove yourself there some way, right? And so we have to learn to submit to the Holy Spirit and listen to him in everything that we do. Hebrews 3:6-10 says it like this, "But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence, the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." I like that. Holding firm unto the hope. Are you holding firm unto the hope that you should have every day? Holding firm to it. Notice that he didn't say he's going to make you have hope. He wasn't going to force you to have hope, but you have to hold on to it, right? You know, you have to hold on to that relationship with the Holy Spirit. You have to do it, right? He doesn't make you do anything. He's a perfect gentleman. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice, notice it says, hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation of the day of temptation, the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do not err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Think about that. You know, they had another path that they could have took. They took 40 years going around the same old mountain, and they wouldn't take the path that was good for them. Are you one of those people that likes to take your own path, and you keep going around the same old mountain, around the same old mountain? You know, after a while, you've seen that before. You've seen that. You know, you ever been on a merry-go-round? You know, you're going around. You're like, I've seen that before. I've seen that before. I've seen that before. You ever been in life? It's like Groundhog Day up. And I've seen that before. I've seen this before. And it becomes really dull to you. You see, think about the children of Israel. They kept going around that mountain 40 years. 40 times they saw the same thing over and over. God was trying to lead them into a good life, and he had great things for them, but he didn't make them go. And he won't make you go anywhere. He won't force you to do anything. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll get you into that abundant life. It's going to take some faith. It's going to take you trusting the Holy Spirit, you know, but he's trying to get you to a better life. There were people that saw that better life. They had seen it, had stepped over and dipped in it and saw it. Think about that, you know. They had seen it. You know, some came back, said, oh, we can get there, no problem. Others said, well, there's going to be challenges along the way, you know, and maybe he's giving you a dream or a vision, and there may be challenges along the way, you know, and you say, oh, I can't do this. He didn't ask you to do it alone, did he? You know, he wants to help you get there. But you have to decide for yourself what path you're going to take. Are you going to keep going around the mountain 40 years? Or are you going to take that path that God has for your life? It's going to take faith. It's going to take some adventure. You know, you have to decide how much you're willing to step out and trust the Lord. You know, he wants you to live your life with faith and trusting the Holy Spirit and relying on the Holy Spirit. But, you know, we have that decision to make every day. You know, what are we going to do today? Are we just going to live it just regular like everybody in this world lives their life? Or are we going to have an adventure in God? An adventure in faith? Whatever he's called you to do, whatever he's put in your heart, it's going to be an adventure. But you have to be willing to take the ride. Amen. And when you're on that ride, you're going to enjoy that ride. You're going to love that ride because you're taking it with him. You have to be willing to step out and let the Holy Spirit be the driver. Amen. I like what Brother Hagin says. I go by what God doesn't say as by much as what he does say. You know, and you know, if God's having to call you out and speak to you all the time, you know, that's That's not always a good thing. You know, it's like, hey, man, you keep going the wrong direction. Just keep going the wrong direction. But you got peace, though, every day. That says a lot. You know, it says you're on that good path. You're on that good direction. You know, some of the most happiest people in the world are on that good direction and on that good path. But there's people today that they don't have peace about what they're doing. They're being called out for it, you know, because God's trying to get them back. He's beckoning unto them to get them on that right path. Where are you at today? Which way is he directing you? He wants to help you. Let him be the driver. Let him be the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be the driver in your life today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We ask that you help us, Father, to be on that path that you have for our lives. Help us to be directed by you, Father, Lord, and help us to listen to the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Listen on the inside, Father, not all the stuff out there on the outside, but listen to the Holy Spirit on the inside. And Father, we think you have a more sure word of prophecy. You're the best prophet that we can ask for, Father, living on the inside of us, Father. And we just thank you, Father, for you telling us about the future and guiding and directing us. And Father, we just thank you, Father. We ask you help us to be on that direction and listening to the Holy Spirit and getting better at it every day. And we just thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you don't know Jesus today, I want to give you that opportunity. The Bible says in Romans, the 9th chapter, 10th verse, it says, if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You want to be saved? You want to be on that good path that God has for your life? Well, you have to start where you're at. You got to get saved first. And you got to secure your heavenly place in God. You know, it's important to secure that today. You want to make sure you're going to heaven and being with Jesus for all of your eternity. Well, you know, you need to do that, and you need to start today and let the Holy Spirit guide, direct you into that better life today. So just pray this with me. We're going to pray it right out of there. Have the Romans, the 10th chapter, 9th and 10th verse. Just repeat after me. Father, I believe you've risen Jesus from the dead. And Father, I confess Jesus as Lord of my life right now. Jesus, come be Lord of my life right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, you are saved today. Praise the Lord. If you believe that and prayed it today, and I believe the Holy Spirit's living on the inside of you. And if you let us know, welcome to the family. Praise the Lord. We'd love to hear about it. Email me at jeremiahsministries@yahoo.com. Love to hear about it. I'd love to hear your testimony. Put it in the chat. I'd love to see that. Hey, we're glad to be with you. Email me. Let me know. It's the most wonderful thing me and my wife get to do is see salvation comments and see people get saved. We just love that. You know, get yourself baptized with water and get baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's important, but the evidence is speaking in tongues. And so you can have more of God in your life. Praise the Lord. So we're so glad to get to spend time with you today. If you'd like, you can come back and spend more time with us Wednesday. We'd love to have you. Hey, God bless you. I hope that you are ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact us for prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.